The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Today, more than 60% of the U.S. has abnormally dry conditions. In the United States, the definition of drought has become watered down and muddied as policymakers fight over decades-old water rights, and homeowners remain largely oblivious to the potentially severe shortages that loom. Drought has been the standard forecast in the southwestern U.S. for the past decade. And as global warming dries out this and other regions around the world, and booming populations cause more water shortages, the word is likely to be tossed around even more. There's no single definition for drought. It's one of the planet's most complex natural hazards, and exactly when a drought begins and ends is difficult to determine because it tends to develop gradually. As Earth's warming causes more evaporation and shifts weather patterns, it will push the paths of storms that bring thirst-quenching rains farther north. Droughts will especially increase in subtropical areas like the U.S. Southwest, Australia, and parts of Africa and Europe. According to a recent study, over the coming century, many areas on Earth, including the Southwest U.S., will essentially transition into a state of perpetual drought due to the effects of climate change.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.